Blockbuster performances at the big three summer jazz festivals still engender remakes and recordings. WRTI's Meredy Duddleston looks at a lasting concert from the first of the big three, the Montreux Jazz Festival.
Are there some tunes you return to again and again? An American anthem of restless discontent from the late 1960s found its legs, oddly enough, in Switzerland. Trying to make it real compared to what... A few years after the now-renowned Montreux Jazz Festival began, something happened that still reverberates as a moment in history. It was 1969 at a casino on the shores of Lake Geneva. Pianist Les McCann was on stage and was pulling no punches. Preachers filling us with pride. The driving groove that the song compared to what fell into that night was unlikely, because Les McCann's trio, piano, drummer, and bass, became a quintet with Eddie Harris on saxophone and Benny Bailey on trumpet. They'd never played together before. They hadn't even rehearsed. Some of them didn't know each other. But from the beginning, it just felt right. Richard Nixon was in the White House, and opposition to the Vietnam War was about to heat up. Eugene McDaniel's lyrics cover that and a whole lot more. McCann belted them out in a raspy rant. The tape that rolled and caught the audio in Montreux that day in June captured an excitement, an electricity, and an unmistakable spirit. It became the hit album, Swiss Movement. The lead track, Compared to What, lived and still lives on in hundreds of jazz and pop versions.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.